Good morning. Greetings from Jefferson Park Baptist Church.
我从JBBC 带来给你们的问安。
It's a great joy for me to be back with you all once again.
我今天很高兴又跟大家在一起。
How do you feel about authority?
你觉得对权柄这个词你怎么感觉？
Maybe you personally hold a position of authority.
也许你本身有一定的权力。
Perhaps you're a leader of some sort, or the head of your household as the husband.
你有可能是某一个领袖，或者是你在家里，起码你在家里做一个先生，也是一个领袖。
Or maybe you are someone under authority.
或者呢，你是在权柄之下的人。
You have a boss at work.
上班的地方有老板。
Or you have professors instructing you.
学生呢有教授。
Or you're a child living with your parents.
或者呢，你是一个孩子，还跟爸妈住在一起。
Every one of us relates to authority in some way.
所以我们每一个人呢，都跟权柄有一些关系。
Do you view authority as beneficial or harmful?
当你想到权柄的时候，你觉得是有益呢，还是有害呢？
Do you see authority as something to accept or something to resist?
你觉得权柄是应该要接受的呢，还是要抵制的呢？
In the West, there tends to be an attitude of suspicion towards authority.
在西方世界文化里面呢，大部分的人对于权柄都是有怀疑态度的。
After all, America was founded 250 years ago by a revolution.
大家要知道，美国是250年之前在一个革命之后产生的。
But even for most of us, resistance to authority is our natural attitude.
所以呢，对我们大部分人来说呢，对权柄的抵制是我们的一个自然而然的一个反应。
Because we are often wary of bad authority that leads to harm and abuse.
因为呢，我们是非常担心不好的权柄会带来伤害和 abuse。滥用。
Think of husbands who have hurt their wives or dictators who rule with an iron fist.
因为我们都听说过有一些对他们妻子很坏的丈夫，或者有一些铁腕的独裁者。
It can be scary to be under the authority of someone else.
所以呢。在这样的权柄之下呢，是非常可怕的一件事情。
And this seems to be the very issue that Peter's readers were wrestling with.
所以呢，看起来呢，这就是彼得当时写信的那些对象呢，他们当时在挣扎的一件事情。
How should they relate to people in authority above them?
他们如何呢？来跟他们的权柄来相处呢
？And especially, what if those authorities are not Christian?
特别是那些权柄，他们不是基督徒。
Well, today we're beginning a new section of 1 Peter that seeks to answer these questions.
今天呢，这有个新的章节来，彼得来回答这样的问题。
Today we're going to consider how do Christians relate to the government.
今天我们特别要讲的问题就是说，我们作为基督徒如何来跟政府来相处。
And we'll see that fundamentally the Christian's posture should be one of humble submission.
我们要学习的呢，就是从根本上来看呢。一个基督徒的姿态呢，应该总是谦卑顺服。
God calls us to honor and obey those in authority over us.
神呼召我们来顺服，并且尊重我们以上上面的权柄。
Here's the main idea of this passage in a sentence.
所以今天呢，我的一句话的总结呢是
：Submit to God by submitting to government.
通过对政府的顺服来顺服神。
I'll say that again. Submit to God by submitting to government.
所以我们是通过对政府的顺服来顺服神。
We'll walk through today's passage in four parts.
今天这些经文我有讲四点。
Point number one, the principle of submission to government.
第一点是对政府顺服的根本的原则根基。
The principle of submission to government.
所以是尊重政府的原则根基。
Look with me at verses 13 and 14.
这是十三、十四节。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as a supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right.
你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度或是在上的君王或是君王所派赏恶罚恶赏善的臣宰
We see here that the central command of this passage is to submit
所以的中心思想呢这里是要顺服
In the case of government, it means obeying the laws of the land.
所以在政府这个框架下来讲呢，就是要遵守当地的法律。
Submitting to authority means putting ourselves under it and obeying willingly.
所以呢，顺服的意思呢，就是说我们要把自己放在权柄之下，并且愿意来顺服。
If you only submit to what you agree with, that is not submission.
所以呢，如果你只是顺服你同意的事情，那根本就不是顺服。
That is making yourself the authority.
这其实隐含的意思就是说你自己是那个权柄。
So that means sometimes we will have to submit to things we dislike, things we disagree with.
也就是说我们很多的时候我们必须要顺服一些事情，我们虽然不喜欢，虽然不同意，也要顺服。
Sometimes there will even be things we think are unfair that we must submit to.
有些事情我们觉得甚至不公正的事情，我们也要顺服。
Well, why is that?
为什么这样呢？
Peter says this submission is for the Lord's sake.
彼得说这是为主的缘故。
Christians submit to the government ultimately because of their devotion to the Lord.
所以基督徒顺服政府的根本的原因是因为他们是向主是尽心的。
Lots of people submit to the government because they won't want the punishment of breaking the law.
我们大部分的人其实遵守法律是因为我们怕受到惩罚。
But that should not be our main motivation as Christians.
但是我们基督徒这应该不是我们最重要的动力。
We should submit to government because doing so honors and obeys God.
我们对于政府的顺服其实是我们做这个的时候是来尊敬并且顺服神。
Paul writes something similar in Romans 13.
保罗在罗马书十三章也写了类似的话。
He says, the authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted.
凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命。
God ordains all things, including government.
神命定所有的事情，也包括我们的政府。
Now that does not mean he approves of everything those governments do.
当然这并不是说他同意这些政府所做的一切的事情。
But they are the instruments he has established and instituted to maintain justice.
但是他们是神用来维持公正和秩序的器皿。
So because God has instituted them, we therefore submit to them out of reverence for God.
所以是因为神建立了政府，所以我们要因为对神的尊敬来顺服我们的政府。
And so this submission should be comprehensive.
所以这样的顺服呢，应该是纵观概括很多事情的。
Peter says that we are to submit to every human authority.
所以彼得说的是，我们要对任何一个人的权柄都要顺服。
Whether to the emperor as supreme or to governors sent by him.
包括国王和他所送来的臣宰。
At the time, the emperor of Rome was the most powerful man on earth.
在那个时候，罗马的国王是王是非常非常有权力的。
He also had governors under him who ruled at the local level.
他也送了很多省长在那个地方上来管理。
And these authorities were not at all friendly to Christianity.
这些省长其实对基督徒是不是很友好的。
We remember how Pontius Pilate crucified Jesus.
你们是不是记得本多比拉多他？把耶稣基督钉了十字架。
The governor Felix had Paul imprisoned unfairly.
还有一个叫菲利士的，他把那个保罗关了很多年，虽然保罗没有罪。
The emperor Nero eventually even persecuted and tortured Christians.
大家如果知道的话，当时的尼禄王，他是对基督徒大加迫害，甚至杀害了很多人。
He would burn Christians alive as human torches in his garden.
他当时有一个他的娱乐项目，就是把基督徒做成人的火把，在他的花园里点燃。
And yet, remarkably here, Peter says, "Still submit to them."
但是让我们震惊的是，彼得在这里还是说要对他们顺服。
Submit for the Lord's sake.
因着为着主的缘故而顺服。
So what does this mean for us then?
这对我们有什么意义呢？
Well, does it matter who our president is or what political party they belong to? We submit to them.
这就是说，不管我们的总统是谁，不管他的政党是哪一个，我们都要对他顺服。
The Christian's attitude of authority, towards authority, must always be deference and humility.
所以呢，我们对权柄呢，总是要是要有谦卑，要有忍让。
When we read this passage, we need to feel the weight of its command.
当我们读这段经文的时候，我们要感到这段经文是多么的沉重。
Your first thought should not be to think of all the loopholes around it.
所以我们的第一个想法不是说，让我想一些例外出来。
You should not be quick to think, well, what about this exception or that exception?
所以我们的第一个想法不是说，这个事情是不是可以例外？那个事情是不是可以例外？
We need to feel the weight of this command, how comprehensive it is.
所以呢，我们要知道这个命令是多么的沉重。
This high standard of obedience should almost make us feel a little uncomfortable.
有这么样的一个高标准的顺服，让我们甚至可以人很不舒服。
It should push us and challenge us.
希望这个命令能够推动大家，能够挑战大家。
Now, with that being said, submission is the norm, but there are limits.
当然，说完这些之后，虽然那个顺服是我们应该做的事情，但是还是有边界的。
There are exceptions when we are not required to obey governing authorities.
有一些事情我们是不需要顺服世上的权柄的。
The clearest situation is when an authority requires us to sin or disobey God in some way.
最清楚的环境就是说，当这些权柄要我们来犯罪，来悖逆神，我们就不需要顺服。
When the Sanhedrin ordered Peter to stop preaching the gospel, he said, "We must obey God rather than men."
当公会不让彼得传福音的时候，彼得他说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down and worship Nebuchadnezzar's golden image.
在但以理书里面的那三个年轻人，他们拒绝向尼布贾尼撒王的那个金的雕像来跪下来敬拜。
God is the highest and final authority, and we must always obey Him over government.
所以神是最大的、最高的权柄，所以我们要尊重他，超过尊重我们的政府。
But the cases where we need to disobey are quite rare.
但是让我警告大家，这个不顺服的事情是非常罕见的事情。
You should have great fear and trembling to consider disobeying the government.
所以当我们打算不顺服政府的时候，我们要有敬畏的感觉，我们要颤抖。
Christians must practice humble submission.
所以呢，我们作为基督徒，我们一定要练习谦卑的顺服。
Verse 14 also tells us one of the purposes of government.
第十四节也告诉我们，政府的目的。
Authorities are to punish those who do wrong and commend those who do right.
权柄的根本的目的是来惩罚罚恶，然后赏善。
They should promote what is good and restrain what is evil.
所以呢，他们应该能来。鼓励好的事情，然后来抑制不好的事情。
They should establish justice and peace and order in society.
所以他们应该来建立公义、和平和秩序在这个社会里面。
They should protect good things like life and the family and marriage and the dignity of image bearers.
他们应该让生命、婚姻、家庭和每个人从神形象而来的尊严免受伤害。
And so we should hope and pray for those things.
所以我们要为这些事情来祷告。
1 Timothy 2:2 says, to pray for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
提摩太前书二章二节写道，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日。
The best way for you to influence and change the government is to pray.
所以我们希望如果政府能够做好事的话，我们最重要的是要祷告。
We should pray for authorities to rule with wisdom and the fear of God.
所以我们要祷告我们的权柄，在他们管理的时候，他们有智慧，并且能够敬畏神。
God has ordained the institution of government for the good of mankind.
所以呢，神之所以在世上建立政府，是为了我们人的益处。
But history has also taught us that governments often fail to do that well.
但是历史也告诉我们，政府其实经常失败。
There will always be injustice and evil in society.
在社会里面总是有不公正，总是有腐败，总是有恶事。
We still live in a broken and fallen and corrupted world.
因为我们还是生活在这一个破碎的世界里面。
There is no perfect earthly government that can fix that.
所以呢，我们是不可能有一个世上完美的政府来修正这些事情。
Some governments may use their authority for better, but many for worse.
有些政府可能会做好事，但是很多还是做坏事。
But friends, there is one who has only ever used his authority for good.
但是我们记住，有一个人，他只是用了他的权柄做好事情。
His name is Jesus Christ.
他就是耶稣基督。
He is the King of Kings who came down from heaven to lay his life down for us.
他是 王中的王，但是他是从天上下来，他为了我们而舍他的生命。
Every one of us has revolted against his rule.
我们要记得，我们每个人都是背叛他的。
We have broken his laws, we have sinned and rejected him.
我们犯罪了，我们拒绝他，我们也违反了他的法律。
We deserve the just wrath of God for our rebellion.
我们本来配得的只有是神的震怒。
Yet in his great love for us, Jesus came to save us.
但是凭着他的大爱，耶稣基督降下来救我们。
He humbled himself to be born as a man.
他谦卑自己，成为一个人。
He lived a perfect life, always and only doing what was right.
他过了一个完美的生命，他总是做正确的事情。
And yet he went to the cross to die as a substitute in our place.
但是他上了十字架，为了我们，代替我们来死。
On the cross, he bore our sins and satisfied God's justice.
所以在十字架上面，他担当了我们一切的罪，来满足神的义怒。
And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead in victory over sin and death.
所以三天之后，他在坟墓中起来，在得胜，因为他战胜了罪，战胜了死亡。
And now he is ascended into heaven and installed at the right hand of God the Father.
现在他回到天上，坐在天父的右边。
Friends, the good news of the gospel is that your sins against God can be forgiven.
所以朋友们，好消息就是你的罪被饶恕了。
If you will trust in Christ, you can become a citizen of heaven.
是只要你能够信耶稣基督，你就可以成为天国的子民。
In the kingdom of heaven, peace and justice reign.
在天上的时候，和平和公义是掌权的。
And one day that kingdom will come to earth.
有一天，那个天国会降到地上来。
When Jesus returns, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
所以呢，当耶稣回来的时候，所有的膝都会跪下，所有的舌头都会称赞他是神。
So even as we live under earthly governments here, our hope must not be in them.
所以虽然我们是活在地上的这些政府之下的，但是我们的盼望不是在他们身上。
Our hope instead must be in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们的盼望永远是在天上。
Our hope must be set not on Washington D.C. but on the New Jerusalem.
所以我们的希望并不是在华盛顿特区，而是在新的耶路撒冷。
The perfect peace and justice that we hope from government is only brought about by the kingdom of God.
所以完美的和平和完美的公义只有神能够给我们带来。
Well, so far we've seen the principle of submission to government.
所以刚才讲的是我们顺服的根本原则。
Let's now consider the reason for that submission.
下面呢，第二点我要讲的是这样顺服的原因。
So point number two, the reason for submission to government.
所以呢，第二点呢是顺服政府的原因。
Look with me at verse 15.
这是第十五节。
For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people.
因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
Lots of people like to talk about finding God's will.
每个人都说他们要找到神的旨意。
Well, here God clearly states it in Scripture.
所以这里呢。神也说得非常的清楚了。
God's will is not complicated.
神的旨意从来都不是很复杂的。
Do good to silence the ignorant talk of foolish people.
所以你要行善，所以就可以堵住那些糊涂无知人的口。
God wants Christians to submit to government so that accusations of wrongdoing against them are silenced.
神说你们基督徒顺服政府的时候，那些说你们做坏事的那些嘴就被堵住了。
In the first century, there were many false charges brought against Christians.
在第一世纪的时候，对基督徒有很多虚假的控诉。
People would say Christians are cannibals because of the body and blood of Christ in the Lord's Supper.
啊，就因为基督徒在那个主餐的时候说是主的身体和血，他们就说基督徒都是吃人的。
People accuse Christians of treason because they wouldn't participate in sacrifices and worship to the emperor.
啊，然后人家诬陷基督徒都是叛徒，因为他们不参加对国王的敬拜和牺牲。
Christians were thought of as weird and antisocial because they wouldn't go to watch the gladiator games.
然后呢，基督徒被看成是离世的，是古怪的，因为他们不去看那个决斗式的厮杀。
All these accusations were the ignorant talk of foolish people.
所以这些都是那些糊涂无知人的说出来的假的那个控诉。
These people didn't know the one true God.
他们根本不知道唯一的真神。
They didn't understand the beliefs and devotion of Christians.
他们不知道基督徒的信仰和基督徒的投身。
And so they slandered Christians. They accused them ignorantly.
所以呢，他们虽然无知，但是还是要来指责基督徒们。
Today in our society, it's not much different.
现在这个社会也没有什么不一样的地方。
The only thing different is the accusations.
唯一不一样的是现在的指控跟原来不一样。
It's common to hear people say Christians are unloving. They're bigoted towards the LGBT movement.
啊，有很多人说。基督徒对同性恋、变性人那些按照神的规劝是不爱或者是偏执。
People say Christians are uneducated and backwards for believing in miracles and a creator God.
人家说基督徒是没有受过教育的，是比较笨的，所以他们才会相信神迹，还相信神的创造。
It's the ignorant talk of foolish people.
这些都是糊涂无知人说的话。
They don't know God and they don't understand the Bible.
他们不知道神，他们也不理解圣经。
But how does Peter call us to silence them?
所以呢，彼得跟我们说，如何堵住他们的口呢？
He says by doing good.
他说行善。
Our conduct should be so good that other slander is silenced.
所以我们的行为要这样的好，让那些谗言都会安静下来。
Our conduct should be so good that there is no ground to criticize.
所以我们的行为是如此的完美，让他们无话可讲。
On the other hand, sin in your life, it gives legitimacy to these accusations.
但是换句话来说，如果我们生命里有罪的话，那就给了这些指责很多的legitimacy， 很多的根基。
It gives a foothold for people to continue speaking ignorantly.
啊，就让这些人有机会能够继续讲这些无知的话。
Imagine if someone was going around saying all Christians are just hypocrites.
你想想看，如果有人在周围散布谣言说所有的基督徒都是伪君子。
And then they found out you were a Christian, but that you cheated on your taxes.
然后如果他们发现你作为一个基督徒你在做税的时候做了假。
You would be validating their ignorant talk.
那他们就说你看，我们讲的是有道理的。
They would think they're right.
他们就觉得他们是对的。
They would continue in their ignorance and foolishness.
他们就这样一直的无知愚蠢下去。
Even worse, they would think poorly of the God you follow.
更糟糕的事情，他们就会来污蔑我们的神。
How we live will influence what others think about Christ.
我们如何生活会影响到别人如何来想耶稣基督。
Notice here, Peter did not say silence them with your words.
请大家注意，这里彼得没有说用你的话语来让他们安静下来。
He didn't say keep arguing with them until they back down.
他说他也没有说继续跟他们争论直到他们停止为止。
He said silence them by doing good.
他说你要行善堵住他们的口。
Our actions do speak louder than our words.
我们的行为比我们的语言讲得更响亮。
Your character, your life is the greatest testimony you can give.
你的品格，你的生命是你最好的见证。
There's a letter from the second century called the Epistle to Diognetus.
在第二世纪的时候，有一份书信。
It was written by an unknown Christian to a high-ranking Roman official who is curious about Christianity.
这个信呢是一个不知名的基督徒写给一个当年的很高位的一个罗马的官长的。他那个人想知道基督教的意义。
Listen to how the author writes about the manners of Christians.
让我们来听一听这个作者是如何写基督徒的manners 样式的。
They pass their days on earth, but they are citizens of heaven.
虽然他们活在这个世上，但是他们是天国的子民。
They obey the prescribed laws.And at the same time surpass the laws by their lives.
他们遵守这个世上的法律，但是他们已经超越了这个世上的法律，以他的生命。
They love all men and are persecuted by all.
他们爱所有的人，但是也被所有的人迫害。
They do good yet are punished as evildoers.
他们做善事，但是却被当作是坏人被惩罚。
When punished, they rejoice as if quickened into life.
当他们被责罚的时候，他们还是欢喜快乐。
They are assailed by the Jews as foreigners.
他们被犹太人当作外国人来攻击。
And they are persecuted by the Greeks.
他们也被希腊人也被外邦人来迫害。
Yet those who hate them are unable to assign any reason for their hatred.
但是那些恨他们的人找不出任何恨他们的理由。
Brothers and sisters, may that be true of us today as well.
弟兄姐妹们，盼望这些话跟我们的行事为人是一样的。
May we submit to government because it is God's will for us to do good.
愿意我们顺服神政府，是因为神要我们来行善。
Well, we've seen so far the principle and the reason for submission to government.
所以刚才我跟你讲完了根基的原则和我们的原因。
And it's fundamentally because of our submission to God.
这是根本上最重要的是我们要顺服神。
Submission is God's will and for the Lord's sake.
所以呢我们呢顺服呢是神的旨意是为主的缘故。
Peter continues to expand on this theme in the next verse.
然后在下一节里面呢彼得接着讲述。
Point number three, the freedom of submission to God.
第三点是我们顺服神的自由。
The freedom of submission to God.
是我们顺服神的自由。
Look with me at verse 16.
是第十六节。
Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves.
你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
Freedom is a value highly prized in our culture.
所以呢，在这个现代的社会里面，自由呢是大家非常觉得很有价值的。
America was built on principles of independence and liberty.
美国呢是建立在自由和独立之上的。
Today, many college students and young adults they embrace personal freedom and self-expression as the greatest good.
所以现在的学生，大学学生和年轻人们。都相信个人自由是和自我表达是一个非常非常好的事情。
The world says, be true to yourself, live the life you want.
这个世界就说啊，对自己要真实，就照自己的意思来生活。
Even children hear it in the lyrics of the famous song Let It Go from the movie Frozen.
哦，说小孩子们在听的那个歌词里面有一个歌叫 Let It Go 就让他去吧
It says No right, no wrong, no rules for me I'm free
这就歌词说没有对的没有错的没有对我来说没有规则我是自由的
That's the message this world screams to even children
这是这个世界对小孩子的一些毒害
The idea is for you to pursue all your desires without any restraint.
就好像说你可以追随你自己的愿望，没有任何的限制。
Break free of all restrictions, throw off all authority.
说就是你就自由了，你不用尊重任何的权柄。
Don't let that hold you back from true freedom.
不要让那些权柄把你的自由给剥夺掉。
Is that true freedom?
但是这个是真的自由吗？
Verse 16 says no.
第十六节说当然不是。
True freedom is being a slave of God.
真正的自由是做神的奴仆。
What a wonderful paradox.
多么奇妙的悖论。
We would think those are opposite statements.
你可以想想这两个话看起来是风马牛不相及的。
Yet we are the freest people precisely because we are God's slaves.
我们事实上最自由的人是因为我们是神的奴仆。
True freedom is not chasing after every sinful desire of your heart.
真正的自由不是去追寻我们内心的每一个有罪的一个愿望。
True freedom is not casting off God's rule to live by your own ways.
真正的自由不是说把神的那个真理放在一边来过我们自己的生活。
In fact, that is actually spiritual slavery.
其实那样才是属灵的奴役。
It is slavery to self, slavery to sin, slavery to Satan.
那让我们变成自己的奴隶，让我们变成罪的奴隶，让我们变成撒旦的奴隶。
Jesus came to set us free from that slavery.
耶稣来就是要把我们从这样的奴役当中来解放出来。
Through his death and resurrection, he sets us free from sin and Satan's dominion.
通过他的死和他的复活，他让我们从罪，从撒旦的权柄当中能够自由出来。
He gives us a new heart and the Holy Spirit.
他给我们一个新的心，给我们圣灵。
We are freed from our sinful desires and we are enabled to obey God instead.
凭着圣灵在我们心中的感动，让我们可以从我们自己的有罪的愿望里面，让我们可以来顺服神。
How much better is that than being enslaved to all your sinful desires?
顺服神比我们遵循自己内心的有罪的欲望要好多少倍啊。
One of my favorite verses is Psalm 119:45.
我最喜欢的有一段经节是诗篇119篇45节。
It says, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts.
我要自由而行，因我素来考究你的训词。
True freedom is living according to God's commandments.
真正的自由是照着神的命令而活。
It's living according to the way He designed us to live.
所以呢，我们要活的一个方式呢，就是神设计我们要做的。
True freedom is being a slave of God.
所以真正的自由是做神的奴仆。
Maybe you think that doesn't sound very appealing.
也许你听起来觉得这好像不是很有意思。
Who wants to be a slave to anything?
谁要做任何事情的那个奴役呢？
What you need to realize is it's not a question of if you will be a slave, it's who you will be a slave to.
但是你要知道的是，这个问题根本就在于，这不是问你你是不是要变成一个奴隶，而是说你要做谁的奴仆。
All of us serve someone or something.
我们每一个人都要侍奉某一个人或者某一件事情。
There is some ultimate desire in your heart that controls you and rules you.
所以在我们的内心总是有一个愿望来驱动我们每天做的事情，然后我们来如何的生活。
Maybe you are a slave to money, maybe to your career, or the approval of others.
啊，你可以是钱的奴仆，你可以是你职业的奴仆，你也可以是别人认同的奴仆。
Maybe you are a slave to pleasure, to some secret addiction, or even to yourself.
也许你是一个对于享乐的一个奴隶，你也可能是一个有一个addiction 上瘾的奴仆，你也可能是一个自恋的奴仆。
Whatever it may be, there is some master that controls you and rules you.
不管怎么样，总是有一个力量在统治着你，在控制着你。
And it's either God or something of this world.
要么是神，要么就是这世上的某些事情。
The things of this world are harsh masters.
这个世上的这些主人都是非常凶恶的。
They bring you lower and lower.
他们把你放得越来越低。
They demand and they demand without giving.
他们要的越来越多，都没有给予。
But God is a loving and kind master.
但是神是一个有爱的，神是一个良善的主人。
Jesus said, His yoke is easy and His burden is light.
耶稣说，我的担子是容易的。我的负担是轻省的。
God's rule exalts us; it lifts us up.
所以神的统治，把我们高举，把我们举起来。
Submitting to His good rule brings ultimate blessing and freedom.
所以当我们顺服神的时候，给我们终极的自由。
So we must remember this freedom is not a license to sin.
所以我们要记住了，这个自由不是一个去犯罪的原因。
God doesn't make us free so that we can do whatever we want now.
神可不是给我们一个自由，叫我们做随便做任何的事情。
That's why Peter says, "Do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil."
所以彼得说，不要用你的自由来遮盖恶毒。
Perhaps Peter anticipated his reader saying something along these lines.
也许彼得写到那里的时候，他就在想，他的那些读的人可能会想这些事情。
Well, if God has set us free to be His people, why should we care what the government says?
啊，如果神把我们放都自由了，我们是神的子民，我们为什么要管理要顺服现在的这个世界政府呢？
If God's kingdom is not of this world, why should I obey the laws of this world?
如果神的天国不是属于这个世界，那我为什么要遵守这个世界上的法律呢？
That would be using your freedom as a cover up for evil.
所以这就是借着自由遮盖恶毒。
It reveals a misunderstanding of the freedom of salvation.
这就是说我们根本就不理解我们救恩给我们的自由。
God's salvation grants us freedom from sin, not freedom to sin.
神的救赎是让我们脱离罪捆绑的自由，而不是犯罪的自由。
Submitting to God does not excuse you from submitting to the government.
顺服神并不是让我们就不需要来顺服政府了。
Submitting to the government is part of what it means to submit to God.
反过来，顺服政府其实是顺服神当中的重要的一部分。
And when we do that, we experience true freedom.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就会经历真正的自由。
We may be under the authority of government, yet we are the freest people.
虽然我们是在政府的管辖之下，但是我们是最自由的人。
Well, our final point is considering how this submission to God looks like in our relationships.
啊，最后一点就是说，我们顺服神会如何来改变我们的关系。
So point number four, the order in submission to God.
第四点是说，我们在顺服神之后的一个次序。
The order and submission to God.
所以呢，是顺服神给我们带来的秩序。
This is verse 17.
这是第十七节。
Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor.
务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
There's four groups here and four simple commands for each.
这里有四群人，也有四个非常简单的命令。
First, Peter says, "Show proper respect to everyone."
第一，彼得说，务要尊敬众人。
All people have equal dignity and worth because they are made in God's image.
所有的人都有同样的尊严和价值，因为所有的人都是按照神的形象所造的。
They are all deserving of respect and honor.
所有的人都配得尊敬。
This was a novel idea in first century Rome.
这在第一世纪的罗马来说是一个很新的一个想法。
Roman society thought of women as lesser than men.
因为罗马社会觉得女人是没有男人有价值。
They viewed conquered peoples and slaves as inferior.
他们认为他们打败的人都是奴隶或者是比较差的。
The idea of all people having equal dignity and worth is a uniquely Christian belief.
所以呢，认为所有的人都是有同样的尊严和价值，是一个非常独特的一个基督教的信仰。
Remember that the people Peter wrote to, they were suffering persecution.
大家记得吧？那个时候，彼得这个信写去的人，他们当时正在迫害之中。
They were surrounded every day by people who mocked them and insulted them.And disrespected them.
他们周围的人都嘲笑他们，都侮辱他们，都不尊重他们。
Yet Peter still calls them to show proper respect.
但是彼得还是鼓励这些基督徒对那些人来有尊重。
Brothers and sisters, is there anyone who you are tempted to disrespect?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在你的心里当中有没有对任何人有一个不尊敬呢？
To disrespect someone is actually to disrespect the God in whose image they're made.
我们要知道，当我们不尊重某一个人的时候，我们其实是不尊重神，因为他们是按照神的形象而造的。
All people are worthy of our respect, regardless of what they look like, what they believe, how you feel about them.
每一个人都值得配得我们的尊重，不管他们看起来像什么，他们相信什么，或者我们怎么感觉。
So show proper respect to everyone.
所以我们务要尊敬众人。
However, we are also called to an even higher and even greater commitment to our fellow Christians.
但是呢，我们要更加多的、更加高的来尊敬我们的教宗的弟兄姐妹们。
Peter says, "Love the family of believers."
彼得说，亲爱教宗的弟兄。
Believers are a spiritual family because they've been adopted by God the Father through Christ the Son.
所有的基督徒都属于同一个属灵的家庭，因为我们每一个人都是神通过主耶稣基督来领养的。
And so as a family, they are to love one another in particular.
所以作为一个家庭，基督徒们更加是要彼此相爱。
Well, of course, we are also to love those who are not Christians.
当然我们是也要爱那些不是基督徒的人。
God commands us to love your neighbor as yourself.
因为神叫我们要爱人如己。
But Christ gave a new commandment to his disciples.
但是基督给了他的门徒们一个新的命令。
He said, "Love one another as I have loved you."
要像我爱你一样的来彼此相爱。
The difference in those two commandments is in the measure of love.
这个在这两个那个命令之间不一样的是，就是爱的一个程度。
Neighborly love is by the measure of self-love.
所以我们跟世人之间的爱是就像爱自己一样的。
Brotherly love is by the far greater measure of Christ's love for us.
这是弟兄姐妹的爱，他的那个衡量是像耶稣基督对我们的爱那样衡量的。
Or as Galatians 6:10 says, "Let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers."
正如加拉太书第六章第十节写道，所以有了机会就当向众人行善，像信徒一家的人更当这样。
We are to have a higher love, a higher commitment, in particular to our fellow Christians.
所以我们要有更高的那个愿望来在教会里面彼此相爱。
And I believe church membership is helpful in this regard.
所以我希望大家知道，我们的教会的会员是对这个很有帮助的。
Church membership draws a line between the church and the world.
所以教会的会员制的话，帮我们在世界跟教会之间画了一条线。
It tells us, is this person a Christian or not?
这就会定义这个人到底是基督徒还是不是基督徒。
It defines the specific local body of believers where this love is to be lived out.
所以也给我们一个地方的一个教会，让我们在一起可以来活出这样的爱。
Without church membership, this command to love the family of believers, it's overwhelming.
如果没有这个边界的话，这个是如果要爱神的那个家庭的话，这是一个无法承受的事情。
It is impossible to love every believer equally.
因为我们不可能爱世上所有的基督徒一模一样的。
If you tried to do that, your love would be scattered all over the place.
如果我们甚至试着这样的事情，我们的爱就会被弄得乱七八糟的。
It would be tossed to and fro without any priority or order.
就像我们呢，就会弄得来回抛掷一样的，没有任何的秩序或者优先次序。
And so with church membership, we commit to one specific family of believers.
所以当我们有教会的那个会员的时候，我们就委身于一个特殊的一个家庭。
We covenant to fulfill this command to love one another.
我们彼此立约，要彼此相爱。
Not in a generic sense to every Christian everywhere, but in a concrete way to specific people.
不是一个表面文章的意思，而是在这里，在我们的面前，我们有一个非常具体的方法来彼此相爱。
Now, of course, this doesn't exclude us from loving others.
当然，这个并不是一个排他的一个性质。
But it helps us focus and direct and sharpen our love towards one another.
但是让我们可以注目，让我们可以把我们的 弟兄姐妹之爱能够集中起来。
It helps us and allows us to say, these are the brothers and sisters who I am most responsible to love.
这帮助我们可以说，这些弟兄姐妹们是我最有责任要来爱的。
And in turn, these are the brothers and sisters who are most responsible to love me.
同时，这些弟兄姐妹们，他们最大的责任也是要来爱我。
So what does all this have to do with government then?
所以这个事情跟政府有什么关系呢？
Well, when we think about government, it's easy to just only think about the mess out there.
啊，当我们现在想到政府的时候，我们唯一能够常常想到的就是外面好乱呐。
We look at everything that's happening in society, and we want the government to fix it.
我们看着世上这些事情，我们希望政府能够把它给搞好一点。
But the issue is that people are looking at the problems out there without looking inside first.
但是我们经常的问题是我们的眼光都是看在外面，而不是先看看里面。
They want the government to do this and that, but they're not doing what Jesus commands.
他们是说要政府做这个做那个，但他们自己没有做耶稣基督所命令的事情。
They long for change in the government, but they don't pray for revival in the church.
他们希望政府能够改变，但是他们很少为了教会的复兴而祷告。
Brothers and sisters, if you really want to affect change, it starts here in the church.
如果弟兄姐妹们，你们真的是要改变这个世界的话，这要从我们的教会里面开始。
Love the family of believers.
爱你的弟兄姐妹们。
Commit to the church. Build up the church. Prioritize the church.
委身于教会，建立教会，给教会优先。
The early church's love for one another was its undeniable witness to the world.
当这个世界看到一个教会里面的人能够互相相爱的时候，世人就无法来否认这个神的爱。
Even though the Romans accused the Christians of all these evil things,
虽然当时罗马对基督徒有很多非常不好的一些控告，
they could not help but say, "See how they love one another."
但是他们忍不住就要说，你看他们是多么的彼此相爱。
Oh, see how they're even willing to die for one another.
你看到他们能够为了彼此而死。
Love is how the church displays what is good and right and true.
所以，爱是教会可以让我们给世界看到什么是真实的，什么是美好。
So don't just brush over this command to love the family of believers.
所以千万不要轻看这一个命令，我们要亲爱教中的弟兄。
Don't underestimate the powerful influence it can have.
千万不要以为这个东西，不要轻看这个东西有多么的重要。
Well, next Peter says, "Fear God."
所以下面彼得说要敬畏神。
This is the highest command.
这是最高的命令。
It means we must not take God lightly.
这就是说我们不要轻看神。
We are to fear God because He is holy and mighty.
我们要敬畏神，因为神是圣洁的，神是大能的。
We are to fear God because He's the judge we will have to stand before to give an account for our lives.
因为我们要敬畏神，是因为我们最后的时候总是要站在神的面前交代我们这一生。
Yes, we do not need to fear His wrath because we have been saved by Christ.
当然，我们不用担心他的震怒，因为我们已经被耶稣基督所救。
But shouldn't that cause us to fear all the more living in a way that does not please God?
但是既然作为神的孩子，我们不应该害怕我们活的我们过的日子让他不高兴吗？
If we know God, it should fill us with awe and reverence and fear.
如果我们真的知道神的话，应该在我们的心里充满了赞叹，充满了敬畏。
And your relationship with God will determine every other relationship you have.
你跟神的关系就会决定你跟所有人的一切的关系。
Notice that all the commands in this passage we have seen, they tie back to God.
你看到这里面所有的这些命令最后都回到神那里。
Submit yourselves to government for the Lord's sake.
啊，你要顺服政府是为了主的缘故。
Do good because it's God's will.
行善因为那是神的旨意。
Live as free people, yet live as God's slaves.
啊，你作为一个自由人，是要活在像神的仆人一样。
And here in this command, fear God.
然后在这里敬畏神。
All this shows us a Christian is someone whose life is defined by God.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们的生命的定义是神所定的。
Every aspect of the Christian life is controlled. It's related back to God.
所以我们生命的每一个方面都是神所控制的，也是神所相关的。
A true Christian is someone who is submitted to God, who is ruled by God.
所以一个真正的基督徒是顺服神，是神所掌控的。
Is your life submitted to God's good rule?
请问弟兄姐妹们，你的生活是在神的命令之下吗？
Do you fear him? Do you seek to live a life pleasing to him?
请问你是不是敬畏神？你是不是希望，是不是努力地过一个让神喜悦的生活？
We've talked about government today and how the main command is to submit to government.
我们今天讲到政府，我们要顺服政府。
But I hope you see that behind that lies the far more important call to submit to God.
虽然今天主要是讲的是顺服政府，但在这个后面更重要的是要呼召我们来顺服神。
God's authority is absolute. It surpasses any earthly government.
因为神的权柄是绝对的，远远超过世上的所有的政府。
One day he will judge this world in perfect righteousness.
有一天他将要审判这个世界，用他那完美的公义。
Every knee will bow to Christ. Every tongue will confess him as Lord.
一切在天上地下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
So fear God and submit to Him.
需要敬畏神，顺服神。
If you haven't yet trusted in Christ, turn to Him while He still offers mercy.
如果你还没有相信耶稣基督的话，请尽快的回转到他面前，当他还有他的怜悯的时候。
Well, the final command we see here is to honor the emperor.
所以最后的一个命令是说要让我们的王得到应得的荣誉。
We saw submitting to the emperor commanded earlier in verse 13.
第十三的时候讲的是要顺服王。
But honor carries a slightly different sense.
但是给王他应得的荣誉是又有一点不一样。
To honor someone is to hold them in high regard above you.
所以给人荣誉是要把人放在你的上面。
It's to esteem them, to treat them with great respect.
是要给他们荣誉，给他们有很大的尊重。
Now, in one way, this is similar to show proper respect to everyone.
从一方面来看，这好像跟每个人的尊敬差不多。
After all, the emperor is just a man like everyone else.
不管怎么讲，王他也就是另外一个人而已。
But greater honor is due to him because of his position.
但是他应得的荣誉更大，是因为他的位置。
The office he holds calls for special respect.
因为他这个地位，让人要给他有更大的荣誉。
How does this translate to us?
这个跟我们有什么关系呢？
Well, here in America, we don't have an emperor, we have a president.
在美国我们没有王，但是我们有一个总统。
And we are called to honor the president, no matter who he is.
所以我们要说，不管我们的总统是谁，我们都要给他应得的荣誉。
Doesn't matter if he's Republican or Democrat, if you voted for him or if you didn't.
这不管他是一个民主党还是共和党，不管你是对他投票还是投了反对票。
Does it matter if you disagree with all his policies?
这也不管你是不是不同意他所有的那些政策。
He is still worthy of your honor.
他还是配得你给他应有的荣誉。
There's no room for dishonoring or tearing down or speaking poorly of these governing officials.
所以我们不应该来侮辱或者是不应该说的话。
It doesn't mean you have to agree with them in every single way.
这并不是说你要同意他。
But you must be able to disagree with respect, with honor and charity.
但是在你不同意的时候，你不能够藐视他，还是要尊重他。
You must be able to disagree with respect and not contempt.
所以你必须在不同意的时候要尊重，而不是藐视。
There's a helpful example from the book of Acts in chapter 23.
在《使徒行传》二十三章里面有一个例子。
Here Paul is standing before the high priest Ananias, and he orders those near him to strike him on the mouth.
所以呢，大祭司安拿尼亚让人打保罗。
Paul responds by calling him a whitewashed wall and saying, "God will judge him."
保罗说：“你这粉饰的墙，神要打你。
”It's a word of prophetic indictment and judgment.
这个是其实是先知的一个审判。
But when those standing by Paul rebuke him for it, he apologizes.
但是呢，周围的人斥责保罗的时候，他居然道歉了。
He said, "Brothers, I did not realize that this was the high priest. For it is written, do not speak evil of the rulers of your people.
他说，弟兄们，我不晓得他是大祭司。经上记着说，不可毁谤你百姓的官长。
In and of themselves, Paul's words were not wrong.
所以保罗叫亚拿尼亚，他那个粉饰的墙本身是没有错的。
But it was unbefitting, it was inappropriate to speak to the high priest that way.
但是这样对大祭司讲话是不恰当的。
And so we must honor the emperor.
所以我们必须给王他应有的荣誉。
Now as we think about these four commands and putting them together and living them out,
当我们把这些命令都放在一起，我们要活出这些的时候，
I want to share a helpful reflection from the great theologian Augustine.
我希望分享一个奥古斯丁的一个反思。
Augustine said the wise and virtuous life is one where your loves are rightly ordered.
奥古斯丁说，为了要过一个有智慧的、一个有道德的生活，一个人必须把他的爱放在正确的次序里面。
He says such a person does not love what he ought not to love.
所以这样一个人，他不会爱他不应该去爱的。
And he doesn't fail to love what he ought to love.
他也不会不去爱他应该爱的。
He does not love that more which ought to be loved less.
他对他应该爱的少一点的东西，他不会爱的太多。
And he does not love that equally which ought to be loved either more or less.
他也不会爱一个东西，来同样的爱，其实他当他应该是爱多或者爱少的时候。
The way he writes it might be a little confusing.
他写的有一点比较 难懂
but what he's saying is we must put our loves in their proper order.
所以他说我们的爱是要有一个正确的次序。
They must be in the proper order and the proper amount.
而且不光是正确的次序，还要有正确的量。
Fear God above all, love him, and then love others and love your neighbor.
所以是爱神，然后爱人。
In our sinful nature, our loves are twisted. They're out of order.
因为我们的罪行，我们的爱都是扭在一起，完全是失去了秩序。
We don't love God who is worthy of all our love.
我们不爱那配得我们的所有的爱的神。
We don't love others the way we should.
我们也不爱周围的人按照我们应该的样子。
We love ourselves too much and we love sin.
反过来呢，我们爱自己，我们爱罪。
In our sin nature, our loves are out of order.
在我们的因为有罪的这个我们的所有的爱都失去了次序。
Part of salvation is God's restoring our loves to their proper and right order.
所以当我们被救的时候，神把我们的爱放在他正确的次序。
This is the beauty, the goodness of submission to God.
这就是对神顺服的一个美丽的地方。
It leads to a healthy, well-ordered life.
这给我们一个健康的有次序的生活。
It leads to a life where our loves are in their proper place.
所以我们的爱都落到了他们正确的地方。
And this causes us to fear God above all.
这让我们在所有的事情上首先敬畏神。
It causes us to love the family of believers and respect everyone.
让我们爱所有的弟兄姐妹们，也尊重世上所有的人。
And it causes us to honor our governing authorities and submit to them.
也让我们给我们的政府官员给他们荣誉，也能够顺服他们。
So brothers and sisters, may we be conformed more and more to this properly ordered life.
亲爱的弟兄们，愿我们能够真的是过出这样一个正确的、有次序的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, how we thank you for the good gift of government. We thank you that you have given it to us for our good, to bring us justice and peace and order.Father, we do ask that you would help us to submit to government for your sake. Help us to do good because it is your will. Help us to live the life of rightly ordered loves, submitting to you and to the government. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.